Good morning and welcome to the Franchise Minute. I'm Anna Wiles, the Franchise Economist. And today's Franchise Minute topic is where's the growth happening in franchises and will continue to happen throughout the year. If you're new to the Franchise Minute, this is how we do it. In just a moment, we will watch a 60-second video on today's topic, franchises that are growing now. And then we will have 15 minutes of live questions and answers. So please put your questions into the chat box or the comments section, and I will be happy to answer those questions and provide the information you came here to get. So I'm Anna Wiles, the Franchise Economist, and we are ready for the Franchise Minute video. Hello, I am Anna Wiles, the Franchise Economist. Today's Franchise Minute topic is what to expect in franchising the rest of this year. The good news is moderate growth will continue. 2021 saw exceptional growth, and in 2022, there was moderate growth, and it is continuing throughout this year. What is especially interesting is where this growth is occurring. The primary drivers are in fast food and personal services. We all know Americans love to go out to eat. No surprise there. However, I'd love for us to focus on personal services. I am a big, big fan of this broad category that includes beauty, fitness, wellness, sports, recreation, childcare, moving, storage, and pets. Why do I love these businesses? Because they are in demand and people don't want to do without them. I'm Anna Wiles, the Franchise Economist. Be sure to follow the Anna Wiles channel on YouTube, and we'll see you next week for the Franchise Minute. Okay, I've gone ahead and put my cards on the table. I've let you know that I am a big fan of this growth area of personal services. It's a very broad category, as I explained in the video, and there are absolutely thousands of franchises that are included in this area. And what a big takeaway for you from this Franchise Minute event is these are in-demand services. They are relatively affordable for the people who are purchasing the product or the service, things like tutoring services. I mean, what parent is not going to get tutoring services for their kid if they need it, if they need it to succeed and do better in school, right? And these are typically paid in cash, you know, with a credit card. It's a recurring revenue stream. You know, you don't take one tutoring lesson and you're done. And it's repeat loyal customer. And not only that, service businesses like tutoring services or education services. I mean, kids have to study for the PSAT, the SAT, the ACT, then college and medical school, professional schools, the LSAT, the MCAT, and the GMAT. I had to take that to get into graduate business school. So, I mean, there's just demand, built-in demand for these services, and they're pretty much many are just immune to what's happening in the economy and politics and geopolitical things across the country, throughout the world. So another example would be haircuts. I mean, people, I still get my haircut no matter who's in the White House, no matter if there's a major war going on somewhere in the world, and technology doesn't obsolete the need for tutoring services or haircuts or people getting their nails done and that sort of thing. Okay, so some questions that have come in are, how much does a franchise cost? Well, since we're talking about hundreds and really into the thousands of franchises, there's no one price for me to give you. The way I'm going to break it down for you is this way, is franchises have minimum financial qualifications, and they look at how much non-financed cash or liquidity an individual has, and they also look at the person's net worth. So net worth are all your assets, like a home, stocks, retirement accounts, minus any liabilities or money that you owe, like credit card debt, education debt, a mortgage. So you subtract the value of the, you subtract the value of the, well, you have the assets, and then you subtract what you owe, and the remainder is your net worth. And then liquidity is just cash in the bank or things that can be easily converted to cash, like stocks. So to answer the question, retail-based businesses like a learning center that you'll see probably in a grocery store anchored shopping center, like Mathnasium, something like that, is going to have a higher investment level, as will a beauty parlor, a nail salon, because those are brick and mortar retail locations. So you're probably going to need a minimum of, I mean, just a round numbers, $100,000, but probably up to $150,000 of non-financial liquidity, and then an overall net worth of anywhere from like $350,000 to $500,000. It will just depend on the size of the location, the market you're in, and the general cost of things. Like something in LA and Chicago is going to cost more than something in, you know, a small community in Arizona or Florida. You know, there are a lot of factors that we'll take into account. Service franchises in general, ones that don't require a location for customers to come to, they're more mobile businesses. They involve maybe leasing vans or trucks, hiring a technician or specialist, and then that truck or van or vehicle goes to the customer at their home or their place of business and provides a service. Those generally are going to be less expensive. So maybe you're just under $100,000, maybe $75,000, $125,000 liquidity, and then a net worth of around 200 to $300,000. I mean, those are very broad categories. So if you want to talk about your personal situation with me, please do contact me. You can connect with me on LinkedIn, direct message me on Facebook. I mean, just somehow get hold of me, and I go to my website, howtoselectfranchises.com, and I'll be glad to answer your questions. Okay. So I gave you some general categories of cost, financial qualifications, and you can just contact me directly, because there are going to be exceptions, because this, you know, of anything I tell you, because it's such a very, very broad category. Okay. What is a another question that's come in is, what is a good way to pick a franchise? I particularly like this question because that is my own area of expertise. This is my 20th year as an elite franchise advisor, and how I help people figure out if a franchise is right for them and which of the many franchises there are to choose from is the right one for them is we have a process that we take people through. And it begins by building the person's business model. And in that business model, we look at things like the time commitment the person has to devote to the business. Is it going to be full-time or a side hustle? What is the role that the owner is going to play in the business? Is it one of management? Are you going to be owner-operator, hands-on, involved in the business, waiting on customers on a daily basis? So we look at the role the person's going to play in the business. And very important, we really focus on the skills that the person has. What are you good at doing? What are your superpowers? What do you enjoy doing? And let's find a franchise that matches very well to that. We also look at things like, what's your preference for the location type? Do you want a home-based business? Do you want a mobile business, a service business? Do you want a brick and mortar location, and we'll talk about the different implications of that. We'll also talk about, who do you want your customers to be? Who do you want your employees to be? Those are very important. Who do you want to surround yourself with and engage with on a daily basis? And of course, we look at your investment parameters, what your financial qualifications are, and what you can comfortably afford. And the heart of a business model are the person's goals for the business. What do they want the business to do for them? Well, the obvious answer is to make money. But I help people bring it down to a personal level. What are you doing with the money the business is making for you? What is the lifestyle you want to live? What is it that you want the business to do for you personally, professionally, and of course, financially? And so once we construct the business model, it's like I've got a template that we've built, and I can go off and do extensive research on franchises and come back with recommendations that fit your model, fit your wallet, and have availability in the market where you want to be. So that is the best way, I believe, to pick a franchise. People always ask, well, don't you need to be passionate about what the business does to be successful? I'm going to tell you, in a previous Franchise Minute episode, I talked about the Larry lesson. I had someone named Larry. He was just a car nut, an absolute fanatic. And he went with an automotive franchise, and he ended up being miserable, unhappy, and wanted to get out in 2 years. He said he didn't like the customers. He didn't like the employees. In other words, he didn't like the role that he played in the business. And just because he was passionate about cars didn't mean he had the leadership skills, the people management skills, the personality to be successful as the owner of an automotive franchise. Okay, so I've answered how much a franchise costs, what's a good way to pick a franchise. And I will share with you, people usually want my, sort of like when you talk to a stockbroker, they want a stock tip, like what stock is hot now. And people say, well, no, what's hot in franchising now? Well, I'm telling you, this whole category of personal services is fabulous. It is in demand, will continue to be in demand. You know, I'm speaking in broad terms. There was just a surge in 2021 coming out of COVID, then moderate growth in 2022 and moderate growth in 2023. And as an economist, I like moderate growth. I don't like wide swings up and down. Moderate growth, steady eddy, I like that. I think it's much less prone to swings in the economy, who's sitting in the White House, technology, and all that sort of stuff. But I will tell you, there are things that I've seen that are especially popular now. Just because it's popular doesn't mean it's right for you. But pet-related franchises, beauty-related franchises, fitness-related franchises, all these are just huge. And absolutely education franchises, anything having to do with learning. We've all heard about how kids were at home, out of school during COVID, and they lost some skills. And that is just a tremendous, tremendous area. And of course, sports. I don't know about you, but when my boys were coming along, they did scouts, they did soccer, they did basketball, they did baseball. I mean, it's good for kids' physical development. They learn to work on teams, to interact with other kids. They learn leadership skills. They learn discipline. They learn the importance of health and moving your body. So all of these things. I mean, there's just not any, it's like asking me to pick my favorite child. These are all really strong segments of the franchise industry. And wow, this has gone really quick. I think we've got time for one more minute. Okay, last question is, what is a common mistake people make in picking a franchise? Well, I've already mentioned it. It was talking about the Larry lesson. Just think, just because you're, you know, passionate about what the business sells, you're automatically going to be a success in it. And that's just not the case. People who, for example, who own hair salons, they don't even cut hair. they don't have to be passionate about here. That's not the role of the owner. The role of the owner is to start the business, hire a team, hold a manager accountable. And many of these are multi-unit. So the owner is focusing on opening up the next and the next location and putting the right team in place and managing managers. It has nothing to do with, you know, cutting here. Those people are hired, and that is their skill set, and that is their career. So those are the people who execute and deliver the service. But the business owner needs business skills, how to manage people, communicate well, have leadership. Those are the things that make someone successful as a franchisee and a business owner. So that's all I have for you today. We've absolutely run out of time. This was wonderful. Thank you for joining us. Please do join us again for next week when we will talk about health and wellness franchises. I'm Anna Wilds, the Franchise Economist.